Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Lisa Johnson, UW Extension Horticulture Educator for Dane County, with us today to answer all of your gardening questions. And I tell you what, if Lisa doesn't have an answer, Michelle Good may well have an answer, because... you're pretty good. You're a good gardener.
I am. I have all my seeds ordered, and peat pots are ready, and soil.
So you're ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready
to
roll.
She's ready to go, and she's also ready to go to tell you about the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Your gift, you know, it makes a huge difference, because listeners are the single largest source of funding for WPR programs. So now's a good time. Step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we've got a goal.
We do. We always have a goal. And our goal this hour is 20 pledges. And we will meet this goal. I'm told we will blow this goal out of the water. But we have to do it one pledge at a time. And it all starts with your pledge. So do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Goals are important, you know, that we set them to make sure we have the funding we need for the programs that you rely on. And this time, as an added incentive, your pledge of any amount enters you in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You'll have five chances to win. So why not give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we talk a lot about listener support being the single largest piece of our budget. And I think it becomes this rote saying. It means that when we do pledge drive, this is really when we make the money that the station needs. So when you make your pledge, that listener support part of it, right now you are actually paying for the lights, paying for the equipment, paying Larry, paying for the shows that you count on. You hear these sayings over and over, and they kind of just get to be sayings, but it's really true. When you make that pledge, your support, you become part of the team. You become a WPR member. You are part of WPR. Yes, we do get tax dollars. We get federal and state. They do support the station, but right now, what we are doing, this is the most important part of our budget.
And I want to echo Michelle on this. Voluntary listener support, it's the single biggest percentage of support for the program. So you really do make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the
Larry.
Independence.
You make it all possible, yes.
You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, everything. And I know WPR matters to you. Mm-hmm. I gave a talk at the Hardy Plant Society a couple of nights ago, and I saw how many people love Wisconsin Public Radio and this Garden Talk program. Because it matters to you, make a personal contribution right now. Pay for the programs you listen to. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And this pledge drive, you can actually show the world that WPR matters to you. Because if you make a pledge for $10 a month or more, that's $120 as a one-time shot, you get the cool new WPR t-shirt. Brand new design. It's yours for $10 a month. Your gift supports the programs like Larry, and you get this limited edition t-shirt. It all starts when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Pledge any amount and you can win a $500 gift card for a grocery store near you. You'll have five chances to win. There's a lot of good stuff you could buy with $500.
I would probably stock up on avocados.
I'd get all the little kitchen supplies. I'd buy lots of, like, small cooking appliances.
Wine.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the grocery card giveaway rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your pledge of any amount right now. Here's how.
Just pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. Listener support, again, is the single biggest source of funding for our WPR programs, the ones you rely on. And that's why your support during this drive is so, so, so important. So make a gift right now. Maybe it's $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount for sure.
Elizabeth from Madison said that she was donating because of Larry. She's dealing with nerve pain that's been going on for 7 months. She listens to the Garden Talk podcast during her worst times. It transports her, gives her hope that she'll be returning to the garden this summer. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Larry was saying before, people care about WPR. It's important to them. People care about this program. Are you one of those people? Make that pledge right now. Show your support. Become part of the Larry Mueller Garden Talk team right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Elizabeth, I'm so sorry for the health problems you're experiencing, but you put a lump in my throat with that. No,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
And glad we can cheer you up.
I'm really glad. And it's quick and easy to do to make that gift.
Yep.
You know, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, how do I do it? It only takes a couple of minutes to support the station. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And we've got, well, we got a couple of pledges in. We got 18 more to go, but
we can do it.
We can do it right now.
One at a time.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Lisa Johnson's always been a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio, and she gives of her time a lot. She comes in and visits with us about a whole variety of things. And, you know, Lisa, it's great to have you back, by the way.
Thanks, Larry.
I tell you what, these green thumb gardening classes sound pretty intriguing and interesting to me. What are some of the topics and so forth that are going to be discussed?
Well, I will tell you about that in just a second, but first of all, I have to make a pitch as well. The reason I went back to grad school and ended up where I am now is because of Larry Mueller, because I took his class as an undergrad, and he encouraged me to go back to grad school. So thank you, Larry, for doing that. And I also want to encourage all the master gardeners listening out there to come in and make a pledge. I'm going to renew my membership right after the show. So, moving on to Green Thumb, last night we had our first class in the series. It was on native plants for gardens and pollinators, and Frank Hassler of Good Oak Ecological Services did an awesome job talking about that. Next week, we're going to have David Drake talking about wildlife in the garden, both desirable and non-desirable, how to attract, how to repel, and David's a great speaker as well. The week after that, which is March 8th, Claire Strader from our office will be talking about vegetable garden planning and organic techniques. She's an organic farmer. Her whole yard is given over to vegetable farming, so that'll be a great time to think about spring and
Absolutely.
Moving ahead. You want me to go on with the rest of them?
Well, I'll tell you what, people go to get this information? We should mention that.
Yeah, we definitely should. If you go to the Dane County UW Extension site, if you just Google Dane and then UWEX, when you go to that site, it'll give you our horticulture tab, and you click on that, and there's a Green Thumb Gardening tab, and you can go ahead and register. We did have all 10 classes available for 160, but since we've already gone past the first class, each class is $20, so you can choose which ones you'd like to take.
Sounds perfect. I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments, other questions that you might have for Lisa Johnson. I can't remember if I gave the number for that. Here's the number, 1-800- 642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 with your gardening questions or experiences. Always love to hear those. You can email us as well at ideas@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. You know, I know there were some master gardeners at the Hardy Plant Society meeting the mm-hmm. other night. That master gardener program is wonderful, and there's a the training that they get is great. What's the process like?
Well, it depends on what county you're in.
Okay.
In any case, you need to apply through your local UW Extension office. All across the nation, Master Gardener volunteers are trained through Extension offices, which are county offices. And in Dane County, we've already started our training for this year. But for next year, you can start looking for our interview sessions, which start in December and go through early February. So we've got our classes now starting. Our program is a little longer than some of them, but usually you'll have lectures, hands-on activities. We're very lucky here in Dane County because a lot of our university specialists are able to show up and give live lectures.
Yeah.
And we also have our teaching garden that we use in our Dane County program.
So lots of good things there. And I tell you what, if you've thought about the Master Gardener training program, you ought to look into it because I think it's something that you could, you know, really find a lot of value from. We'll take some calls. Again, the number 800-642-1234. Let's go to Kristen in Marquette, Michigan. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, last summer I found out that the knapweed in my yard is an invasive species.
Oh.
And so I dug up a huge patch, but then I felt very bad because I knew the year before the bees had been all over it. And since then I've discovered that I've got two kinds of sweet clover, which are also invasive in my yard. And I'm really torn because I don't want invasive plants, but at the same time, the bees love them. What do I do?
Yeah.
I would replace those invasives with equally attractive native plants. Last night when I was at Frank Hassler's talk, actually, if you go to the Good Oak Ecological Services website, they've got a list of native plants that are primo for pollinators. The reason that you don't want to have invasive plants, even if they are good pollen sources, is that you don't want to end up contributing to the seed the seed problem by encouraging pollination through those pollinators. So there are a whole bunch, though, of native plants. One thing you want to think about is you want to have pollen sources that are available and nectar sources all through the year. So you want stuff that's going to bloom in the spring. You want stuff that's going to bloom in the summer as well as the fall. And it's not just bees. It's butterflies, it's moths, it's beetles, it's hummingbirds. There are a ton of different pollinators out there.
There you go. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling. What was that website again that you...
It's Good Oak Ecological.
Good Oak Ecological, a place to go to find those plants. Thanks,
yep.
Kristen.
Or you can call my office and I can get you the list as well.
There we go. Mike in Wauwatosa, on to you now. Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I recently bought a home and it was really overgrown with little sapling trees and brush. So I cut most of it and cleared it out, but I'm left with these little 2-inch tall, 1-inch around stumps everywhere. I just wondered if there's a way to get rid of those.
I would say that probably grubbing those out is the easiest way to get rid of them, or better yet, if you can mulch over them and allow them to decay naturally. I don't know whether they're in your turf, are you saying, or are they?
They're around the outside of the property, so that would be an option. That sounds good.
Yeah, maybe you want to make those into garden beds and plant into those areas.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Good non-chemical way to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Thank you so much, Mike, for calling again. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I don't have an email yet. You can email us at ideas at WPR.org. We're in our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, of course. Lisa Johnson, our guest. Michelle Good stopped by again. Michelle is with me to tell you about how essential your support is in funding the programs you enjoy on WPR. Listener support, the single largest piece of our budget. This drive is your time to take some action, and I hope you'll do it now. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Michelle, are we making any progress?
We are. We're making some progress. We are almost halfway to our goal. We need 11 more pledges in the next 40 minutes. Your gift right now is really important. Now, full disclosure, you might be thinking, well, I really want to pledge for Larry, but I'm going to wait for that dollar for dollar match.
We don't
Full
have
disclosure,
one today.
There isn't one. So if you were waiting for that, don't wait. Make that pledge right now. When you give, you support the programs that you rely on every single day.
And I always want to remember to thank you if you've already given. Sometimes
yes.
we forget about that. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, great time to do it now. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We will automatically enter you in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You'll have five chances to win. How good is that?
That's pretty
That's
amazing.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So you listen to Larry because every week we hear from a different guest expert about one of your favorite pastimes on Friday and Saturday, gardening. Now, some of our guests are horticulture professors who can answer a wide variety of questions. Others specialize in lawns or trees or vegetables, anything garden related. If you are a gardener, if you love growing things, growing plants, grow WPR right along with them, where you get so much gardening information all year long. Make that pledge right now.
Yeah.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you for being a WPR listener. And thank you to you and to everybody else who's already a member. It's listener support, your support, that makes WPR, an unparalleled resource in Wisconsin and beyond.
Mary from Wallace, Michigan says, I have had WPR as part of my workday since 1985. I work alone, so it's almost like having a friend in the room with me. Thank you for being there for us. Well, thank you, Mary, for being there for us by making that pledge. But do you feel like, Mary, is Larry your friend? Is WPR your radio home? Then show your support right now. Make the news, discussions, and music all possible by making your first ever gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may not be thinking about t-shirts in February, but the new WPR t-shirt, two-tone orange on a dark gray shirt, soft, stylish, is waiting for you. Where will you show it off?
If I'm going to meet a new group of people, I would definitely wear my WPR t-shirt because that's a really good icebreaker.
This is a t-shirt that I would probably wear at a beer festival. This is a t-shirt you'd wear to impress.
Yeah, any sort of family affair. Everyone loves to show off their Wisconsin pride.
The 2018 WPR t-shirt. It's appropriate to wear in so many places. Don't miss out. Get yours now when you make a gift of $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. I got my t-shirt. I've already got my donation in. Yeah, and it always works better when I have your microphone on.
Yeah, it does.
How can Michelle tell you about all these good things if I don't have her microphone
exactly.
on? My goodness me. We are asking for your support during our winter membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And I don't care if your gift is $10 or $20, maybe it's $100 a month. Who knows? Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And it's really easy to give. Yesterday, we had a woman who made a pledge while she was waiting to pick her daughter up at school. Just did it on her phone, took a couple of seconds. That's how quick it is. When I was living up in northern Wisconsin, I used to take my lunch. You know, I'd have a little sack lunch or I'd buy something and I'd sit by the lake. Maybe you do that listening to Garden Talk. Perfect. You can do it right from your car. It's super fast. It just takes a minute or two to make your contribution and you get so much back from it. Hundreds of hours of listening. Maybe you want to consider becoming a 9XM leadership member. That comes from a gift of $100 a month or more.
I think we've had a 9XM leadership gift every day of my show, which has been great. It's about $3 a day, and it makes the talk, the news, the music, all the entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. This 9XM leadership gift makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible today and for future generations as well. So give as generously as you can at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Eight more pledges in about 30 minutes. Show your support for this program, for Garden Talk. It's truly a gem. There's nothing else like it where you get to ask your question directly to an expert. Lisa is, she's a master gardener. She trains other master gardeners. That's how much she knows. You just get to ask her your question like she's your neighbor. There's nothing else like that out there. Show your support for this program right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100. The amount up to you. As a sustainer, you're an ongoing WPR member providing great funding. It's reliable for your favorite radio station. So give now and become a sustainer. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. You're listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Lisa Johnson, UW Extension Horticulture Educator for Dane County. And when you phone in with your questions, our producer, Jill Nadeau, is there with her smiling, nice, deep voice to take your questions. You should hear when she puts that little acting in. Oh, it's something else. If you want to hear her voice, you can just call 1-800-642-1234. But if you're not near the phone, you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Pam in Gladstone, Michigan has something for us, Lisa. Let's go there. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Larry and Lisa. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's on your mind?
So we have a prune plum tree in our yard that produced very nicely, and then suddenly it died. And my husband cut it down thinking that perhaps he could regrow it from whatever was left, and stuff started growing, and he started pruning it and caring for it. And last summer, I realized that it had thorns on it, and I looked up what buckthorn looked like, and it looks like buckthorn. So two questions. One is, could that buckthorn have been there and killed our tree? And two, what's the best way to get rid of that from our yard?
Okay, well, I suspect probably what's coming up there is whatever your prune plum was grafted onto. Usually fruit trees are going to be grafted on a rootstock. Now, on apples, it's an apple rootstock. On pears, it's a pear rootstock. I'm not sure what they graft plums onto, but I suspect that you're looking at some kind of probably not so desirable plant.
Maybe a wild plum or something?
Yeah, that's my guess, something like that. Because some of those fruit plants do have some thorns. Now, it could be buckthorn that had grown in there, but I think it's probably more likely to be something from the rootstock. And frankly, the easiest thing to do is to make a one-cut basil prune right at the base and paint that cut stump with Roundup or some other herbicide product so that it doesn't continue to come back.
You wouldn't do it right now. Oh, you could cut it down right now, or would you not?
You could cut it down right now, but then you'd need to make
another cut
in the spring so that it will uptake the product. Because if it isn't a fresh cut, it won't take that up.
And I think the temperature needs to be a little
higher. Yeah, 40
degrees at least.
Yeah, for 24 hours.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Pam. Thank you for calling. Ian in Pleasant Prairie. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi there.
What can we do for you?
Okay, I have this huge oak tree, possibly a couple hundred years old, next to my house. I got hit by lightning about 20 years ago. I've had a couple of people look at it. One would say, you know, cut it down. Another one say, just protect it from insects and all that. The bark is split off about 4 foot across on the base and halfway up the tree, but it's slowly growing back. But 20 years, it's probably only grown, you know, halfway around still.
Yeah.
And I had a real hard time finding an arborist. I mean, you know, the guys that cut trees and all that, they're good at what they do, but they're not actually qualified arborists. And I was wondering if I should contact UW Parkside or somewhere like that. Are they willing to give information on something like that?
Well, you probably would be better off contacting your local extension agent. But what you really want to look for is a certified arborist. If you go to the International Society of Arboriculture, or the ISA website, you can see what that means in terms of certified arborist. But if you want to hire a certified arborist that's from your area, the best thing to do is to go to the Wisconsin, it's the Wisconsin Certified Arborist website. It's called the WAA, Wisconsin Arborist Association. And they have a list of certified arborists that are in your area they've taken special training, and they are definitely qualified to make a decision like, is this tree structurally sound? You know, do you have to worry about problems because it has been struck by lightning? And they can give you advice on pruning it and so on. So
Excellent.
That's
ISA and WAA.
Yeah, WAA is where I'd start out first. I mentioned ISA only because if you want to see what certified arborists are all about, it's kind of impressive. But waa-isa.org, I believe, is the website.
All right.
Because just looking locally, there doesn't seem to be one within 50 miles of here. But that might.
Oh wow. Yeah.
No, there are some. Yeah, from where you live, there are some certified arborists within less than 50 miles for sure. So good luck. Thank you, Chris and Adams. We'll go to you next. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Happy springish.
Yes, to you as well.
You can always tell the crazy gardener people because they are hovering around the seeds in the hardware store when you go in there. I ordered a bunch of bulbs in September, and they arrived via sled dog in January to my house. So I opened up the box to ventilate it a little bit, and I stuck it in my cool room with the begonias and the geraniums that are overwintering in there. And they're doing fabulously, by the way. And so I'm thinking now that I want to put them in the vegetable bins in my refrigerator. And the question is, I mean, this was an experiment. I got my money back, all that kind of stuff. Do I have to put like a damp cloth in the bottom of there to give them a little bit of humidity so that they don't like totally crimple up and dry out? Or how should I manage this?
Okay. I'm assuming that you didn't want to try and force any of these?
No, I'm going to plant them outside as soon as the ground thaws out.
Okay. Actually, if you're keeping them at around, 55 is a little bit much, but, you know, 45 to 55,
mm-hmm.
And as long as they're not starting to dry out, you're probably okay. The reason that I'm kind of hedging a little bit about the vegetable bin is that if you have any fruit or vegetables in your refrigerator that are starting to ripen, well, I know that my refrigerator has those sorts of things, they give off ethylene gas, and that can adversely affect your bulbs. Now, if you had a like a small cooler, something like that, you know, small refrigerator that you just wanted to have bulbs in, that would be fine. But it's really kind of dicey when you put them in with actual food that's in your refrigerator.
My basement is about that temperature.
45, 50?
Yeah. I could just set them down there.
Yeah, I would think that would be fine. I don't think they're going to start to sprout. I would check them every once in a while and make sure that they're not. But I would think that would be fine.
Should be great. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Jane emailed to say that Master Gardeners, it's a wonderful organization. She's in the North Central Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association in the Wausau area. I know those folks very well. She says she's learned so much and made so many wonderful friends as a result of Master Gardeners. It's a great chance to learn more about and volunteer in your community. So if anybody's considering talking or taking the Master Gardener training, she highly, highly recommends it. And it's on a Garden Talk Day, Michelle Goodback with us, by the way. I think it's a great way to support gardening here in the state. And I know another way to support gardening here in the state, and that's by contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. Your support is so important. It's the single largest piece of our budget. What makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. And Michelle, you're going to encourage people, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to do my best to encourage them.
Where do they go?
Well, they go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make that pledge. We've been talking about all things plant. We talk about all things plant every Friday and Saturday here on Garden Talk. If this is something you tune into because you learn, you like to be entertained, you like hearing what your neighbors are doing, you can kind of, even if you are an inexperienced gardener, based on the topics that Larry has on Garden Talk, you kind of know what to be doing. Is it time to be getting my seeds? Is it time to be paging through those gardening books? You can kind of go, you can learn along with Larry literally how to plant a garden to feed yourself, to bring beauty to your life. If this is the sort of thing you count on every week, show your support, because WPR needs your support. We are listener supported. That means that when you give your money to WPR.org, on WPR.org, or pick up the phone and call 888-202-2552. You make Garden Talk and so many other shows possible. You just choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and make that pledge now.
And as an added bonus, we'll automatically enter you in a drawing. That's kind of cool. For a $500 grocery gift card, you'll have five chances to win, so it's a great time to support the programs you love right now, isn't it, Michelle?
And even better, because right now, if you make a pledge for $10 a month or $120 for a year, you get our latest and greatest T-shirt. I love this T-shirt. I think it's really cool. It's shades of orange on a gray background, a big heart with Wisconsin in the middle of it. Just shows how much you love Wisconsin, how much we love Wisconsin. Get it now. It's yours for a pledge of $10 a month. And show your support for Larry, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
You can make that contribution right now by going to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and Garden Talk and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And you can pledge $10 a month. You can pledge $100 a month. I don't care. I want you to pledge what you feel is right for you. We count on you and your gift.
That's right. Whatever amount is right for you. Thank you to Elizabeth who pledged and Mary who pledged and the other 22 people who helped us make our goal, including 8 new members. Thank you so much for becoming a new member. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the team. But now we're already on our way to our new goal, which we're going to go for 30 pledges.
We're going to go for a total of 30 pledges.
We
what
can
do you think of
make that?
That.
We can make that. We've already got 2 down, 8 more to go. It's time for you to step up to the plate and make that pledge. Pick up your shovel. Dig out. I can't think of a metaphor to work
go
with
to
that.
Go to the bank, shovel out some money, and put it in.
There you go.
put it in the Wisconsin Public Radio coffers. There you go.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's really easy right now to just fritter away a dollar and not even think about it on things that, you know, don't matter as much to you as Wisconsin and public radio, like a cup of coffee or a snack from the vending machine.
And I tell you what, you're gonna if you can pledge $10 a month, or if you can pledge $120 or more, you can be like me and get that free T-shirt. And it's a great one. I agree with you. You know, those T-shirts I always wear in the summertime, at least when I just wear a shirt on my jog. I always wear a Wisconsin Public Radio T-shirt. And then all the people you run into, everybody in the neighborhood knows that I'm not going to steal money from them or anything, and that I'm a reasonably good person because I'm a WPR supporter.
Yes, you're probably kind and thoughtful and donate to charities. That's what I think. When I drive down the highway and I see our WPR bumper sticker on cars, I always think, oh,
I'm not going to cut that person off.
Guess I won't hit that person today.
Well, what about you? If you haven't contributed yet, we're having a lot of fun here. And that's one of the things we do on Garden Talk and all of our programs.
Yes.
We try to have a good time, but we also want you to learn something. And so if you love those kinds of things, if you love having a good time, if you like learning, this is a great time for you to contribute right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now. If you have a gardening question, I hope you'll join in right now. Larry Mueller here talking with Lisa Johnson, UW Extension horticulture educator for Dane County. A question for her or a comment about gardening, give a call 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's take a call. Barb in Oshkosh, thanks so much for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning. My question is I like to take the seeds from the hostas. I dry the flower pots, and then I like to replant them to get more hostas. Now, I have my hostas are my weakness.
Me too. I'm a hostaphile too.
I like the Sir Francis and the King and the big blue leaves, and the bigger the better. Is there any way to greaten my chances of getting that type of hosta? Because I know, you know, when you plant a bunch of hosta seeds, it's like a crapshoot.
Oh, absolutely.
You're doing it the hard way, Barb.
Yeah. Well, if you really want to try it, you might want to try doing the pollination yourself. You take a little kid's paintbrush, and as soon as those flowers open, you start very delicately taking the pollen from one flower and putting it on another. And then you take something like old ladies' pantyhose or cheesecloth, and you cover up that whole stalk. And that might increase your chances of getting seeds that, you know, don't have other genetics in there. But they don't always come true from seed anyway. But again, that would increase your chances.
I just divide. I cut mine up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the easy way.
That. But if you're an intrepid seed germinator, then
yeah,
that's the best way.
I'm going to make some bees really mad.
There you go, Barb. Oh man, I tell you what. Somebody asked me how do you get limey to produce limes, and what I do, and because limey's in the house right now.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about bees.
I think it was at Garden Expo. Somebody asked that question. I said when I go buy limey, I blow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that got quite the reaction from the audience.
I just blow on limey, and I hope things kind of spread around that way with a little bit of wind. But Barb, if you want to divide, just cut them up. I mean, they're
very sturdy plants.
Yeah.
So yes, dividing them, you can do it in spring when they first start sticking their noses out of the ground, or you can do it in summer. I like to do it in spring because there aren't so many leaves waving around.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can absolutely divide as well. And I love hostas too, whether they're big leaf, whether they're the minis, whether they're in between. I don't have a lot of real estate, so unfortunately I don't have a lot of those real big ones, but I do like, you mentioned the king. That one is a gorgeous one. The queen is gorgeous as well, and I could go on and on.
You've got a pretty nice garden, though. You were part of the garden tour, one of the garden tours.
I was last year. I couldn't believe they wanted to come to my yard. I was like, are you sure? Really?
Man, I've got about 20... hostas, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I've got some along the side of the driveway. And then I've got some more in other places, too. What, about 20 or so?
Yeah. I counted mine finally, and there's over 200.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, really? I didn't know that. It's kind of embarrassing.
The house we bought came with hostas.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And unfortunately, ferns, too. Oh, my God, that took me forever to get rid of. And daylilies. Oh, Lord, help me, daylilies. But that hostas, I have given away literally hundreds of dollars of hostas to people from splitting and just plants. And every year, I put out an ad in our local Facebook pages saying, free hostas, come get them.
Aww,
Well, there's a gardener for a giving person.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sharing the wealth.
I give away daylilies and snow on the mountain, but nobody wants any more.
Snow on the mountain's invasive. Nobody. Don't give that away.
But snow on the mountain, somebody please take them. Daylilies, take them. Message me, okay?
Barb, thanks so much for calling. Daylilies, though, are...
Daylilies
are great,
but snow on the mountain is on the invasives list, so that should be eliminated if at all possible.
Yeah, I probably have 30 at least daylilies in a little garden right in front. I've got some that get over 6 feet tall.
Some of the master gardeners that I know are in the Daylily Society, and they're always showing me pictures of their gorgeous daylilies and making me jealous.
We should take a look at email here for just a minute. Diana in Green Bay emailed to say they've had a lot of rain this week, and unfortunately her driveway drains toward her flower garden. So some of her spring plants are currently in standing water, mostly irises and tulips. Is this something to worry about? The plants aren't up yet, are they?
No.
And she has a small yard, limited sun, so she can't really move the flowers. But should she consider raising the beds? when the time comes, the appropriate time.
If this is becoming a yearly event, you might want to consider that. Tulips come from the Middle East, so they're used to extremely good drainage.
Yeah.
They like their moisture in the spring when they're up and blooming, but after that, they need to be very hot and dry. Otherwise, they tend to rot, and I am a little worried. I'm worried about plants in my backyard because my backyard looks like a skating rink. Even, you know, during the winter, there are plants that don't like a lot of ice and moisture around their collars. So, I hope they'll be okay. I'll think good thoughts for you.
Matt in Wausau emailed to say that the term for hosta lovers is actually hostafarian.
Oh, really? They're hostafarian. Okay.
Oh, man. I've seen some good definitions. I saw a definition of a knee, the definition of a knee, and this is for gardeners, is a good structure for finding rocks in your garden.
That's accurate.
Oh, man. You can join in, too, by the way, 1-800-642-1234. Starting seeds, should we be doing that pretty quick or not?
Well, it depends on where you are. Here in the southern part of the state, we usually want to wait till the middle of March or so. Otherwise, things tend to get pretty darn big before you can put them out. And with our unpredictable spring weather, sometimes it's been colder in May. You just don't want to start them too soon. Some of the bigger tomatoes, I even wait until, you know, close to the end of March.
So, what about, I'm thinking of, I'm suddenly blanked, but I'm thinking of things like sage and so forth that you can put in little pots in yours.
Now, yeah, herbs, perennial herbs, yeah, you can definitely start those now because those are going to take a while.
Lisa Johnson, our guest today, UW Extension Horticulture Educator for Dane County, and we're talking with her about all things in the garden and certainly inviting your questions. As well, we always love to hear from you. You can email us, by the way, too, at ideas@wpr.org. We've gotten quite a few emails. So that's always nice. And it's always nice to see Michelle Good come by, too, because when I see her walk in the door, I know that she's here to help me tell you about the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. You rely on the Ideas Network for great in-depth discussions. We rely on you to keep the programs like this one going strong.
You have been enjoying this great conversation about gardening. We've heard about starting your seeds for the year, when you should start those. And I completely agree with Lisa. I think most people start their seeds way too early. And then you get these rangy plants that you got to plant halfway up. We've learned about saving seeds for hostas, and of course, a little cameo by Limey, the lime tree celebrity. We think he's the only lime tree celebrity in the world.
I've got to post a photo of Limey. I haven't posted on Facebook. I feel like
I know him.
Limey has got a bunch of limes right now. Lots of limes on Limey.
Time to make some.
Time to make some. Time to make
money.
Some photos, and it's time to make some money too. And we have, we're still seven short of our goal here. And what have we got? 4 minutes to make it. So this is a great time for you to remember that we are listener supported. That means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you're supporting Garden Talk and you're supporting all the other shows that we have here on Wisconsin Public Radio. But choose an amount that works for you, then take a couple of minutes and make your pledge.
Well, I have good news. We actually only need three more pledges to make our goal. So we can do that as long as you make that pledge. Make your pledge to support the programs that you enjoy, programs like Larry Mueller and the Garden Talk and all the other great topics that he brings you every single day of the week. Do that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It really makes a difference, and you'll be entered to win that $500 grocery gift card.
probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
Dining room chairs, because I eat in front of the TV more often than I should.
I think I bought a $5 pair of wireless headphones once, thinking, how bad can they be? They were pretty bad.
Decorative holiday towels.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good. Listener support. Remember, it's the single biggest source of funding for WPR programs, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this winter membership drive is so important. So make a gift, I don't know, 10, 20 bucks a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And be like Patricia from Duluth, Minnesota, who says, I love to try and donate something if I can. Keep bringing on great shows to radio. Thanks. Thank you, Patricia, for making that donation. Now, how about you? You know, you might be spending a few dollars a month on a TV streaming service or a movie subscription service. If you think about paying for WPR the same way that you pay for one of those services, and WPR probably provides you with much more entertainment, learning, news every single day. If you've never given before, now is the time. Start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. That's about the same as a Netflix subscription, but it's an even better deal. Plus, if you do it for $10 a month, you get that great new t-shirt, limited edition. And it's easy to set up. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And maybe you're saying, oh, support the show tomorrow.
No.
Actually, no, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
This is the last chance to support this show during our membership drive. It's a short drive compared to some that we
it
have.
It is.
And it's a time when you say, I don't want to delay on this. I've got to make my contribution right now. I've got to provide a little fertilizer to the WPR garden vault.
Yes.
Here.
Now, see, that was a good metaphor. That was a good one. Three more pledges. We've got a little under, well, we got through the news, so we've got about six more minutes. But please make that pledge. Show your support for Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk, for all the great guests that he and Jill work so hard to bring to you every single week. Make that pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the programs you care about, and especially, this is a great time to vote. Put your vote in for Garden Talk. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with Lisa to answer more questions. You're listening to Garden Talk here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest Lisa Johnson, UW Extension Horticulture Educator for Dane County. Great to have her along. Questions, give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. Mark in Washburn has something for us. Mark, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi there, Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I always look forward to you coming to Bayfield because I know that spring is right around the corner then.
Exactly. And I'll be there May 12th,
I made a mistake of planting some horseradish in my garden.
No.
Horseradish. Then I noticed that the roots are expanding, you know, what, 18 inches underground, going 10 feet, 20 feet off in every direction. I'm wondering what I could do about that.
Oh, Mark, it's, my condolences.
Yeah, that's the worst stuff to get rid of.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to try and do it without chemicals, about the only thing that you can do is dig those puppies out and, you know, keep your eyes peeled for any others. If you don't mind using chemicals, you can spray them. It may take a few sprays to get rid of them.
What time of year should I spray it?
I would do it, you know, most of these products, you want to have the plants actively growing.
Right.
So,
you want to get their leaves, right?
Yeah, right. So you're way up in Bayfield, so I would, or Washburn, probably mid-June, end of June. I, you know, you want them to get a good start, but way before they flower.
Yeah,
otherwise,
way before.
I noticed trying to dig them out was pretty futile because I felt like I was spreading it around and making it go deeper.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was scary. Also, I moved into a place that has snow on the mountain on the north side of the house. And how do you get rid of that?
Same way. I would not recommend trying to dig that stuff up because you do spread that every time that you break a root off. You have another little piece. So
okay, one more problem. Right between my wood pile, the neighbor's fence, we have a Japanese knotweed come up.
Oh, wow.
Man, Mark, what are you? You have got a...
I'm only responsible for the horseradish.
Yeah.
That okay.
Was my claim
okay.
to infamy, I guess.
Well, the DNR recommends not using Roundup on that because it isn't very effective. There is another chemical, the brand name is Garlon. And the active ingredient is triclopyr. And I don't usually like to recommend spraying, but that knotweed is awful. And what I would do is I would cut the stem and then paint it. That gets less chemical into the environment.
Sure.
So, cut that or paint that cut stump. Now, you might have to do it a few times because that stuff has roots.
I also heard that the county may be actively involved in helping people get rid of that one.
I know they don't do that in Dane. I'm not sure about your county. Usually it's more on, you know, public properties or maybe if you butt it up to like a park or something like that, they
nope.
might. But I don't know.
Give a call to the heart agent up there.
Right. See right. what they say.
Yep.
Well, it might be different
lot,
in your country.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And I'm looking.
I look forward to seeing you up in Bayfield, Larry.
Yeah, I'll be up in Bayfield on, what day is it, Joe? I can't remember. May 10th? Somewhere around May 10th is when I will be there. And I think we're going to have a little evening thing, but then we'll be broadcasting from the Bayfield Pavilion in Bayfield. And always Bayfield, May 11th, Jill tells me right now. She held up two fingers for 11.
Unless so that's two.
And so there you go. Elizabeth emailed to say she's currently enrolled in the Dodge County Master Gardener Volunteer Training Program, and she loves it. She only started a few weeks ago, but she's already learned a lot, and she adds unlearned some misinformation. She's learning a little bit of everything, and topics she thought would be boring, like soil, turned out to be really interesting. So she hopes that others check this program out because it's great. You don't have to have a giant garden. She doesn't, to find this class really helpful. And she first heard about it on Garden Talk on this show. That's pretty cool.
There you go.
Maybe talk a little more about that Master Gardener program or repeat it for those who may not have heard how we get involved in it.
Yeah, the Master Gardener volunteer program is really a community volunteer training program. And yes, you learn about all things horticulture, but you do it in order to give back to your community. And you can only get Master Gardener volunteer training in extension offices. So there is a county extension office in each county. Most counties do offer Master Gardener volunteer training. So you should check that out. The programs are of various lengths, and each county that has a Master Gardener volunteer program also has a local association that is made up of people who have gone through the program,
yeah.
And they have banded together to offer continuing education and fellowship. So it's a great way to meet new people and new friends as well. Here in Dane County, MAMGA, Madison Area Master Gardener Association, is our association, and they offer programming for the Master Gardener volunteers every month of the year.
Manny emailed, by the way, to ask how to get rid of bindweed. He's been trying to eliminate it from his garden, but it keeps coming back every year and climbs up his flower plants. He doesn't want to use chemicals.
Well, then you keep doing what you're doing. Unfortunately, it is a perennial, so it's not likely to be influenced too much by like putting down old carpets or cardboard or something like that. And if it's among your perennials anyway, you don't want to hurt them by putting down cardboard or, or carpets. So one thing to be sure of is to keep watch on it. You don't want it to flower or set seed, if at all possible. So if you don't want to use chemicals, unfortunately, that's your only
method. Just keep cutting it back?
Yeah. Keep digging it if at all possible.
Okay.
Would be my best. But, you know, if you can't dig it, if you don't have time, then yeah, at least keeping it cut back. It is a bugger to get rid of.
Scott in Middleton has something for us. Hi, Scott. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry, for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a background in the Future Farmers of America, and I would like to know if there is a way that I can be certified to be a judge at county fairs for judging agricultural products.
You mean like for 4-H?
Yes, 4-H.
Yeah.
Future Farmers of America, 4-H, yes.
Yeah, what I would do is call your county extension office and talk to the 4-H educator there, and they can tell you how to get involved in that.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Yeah, there are, you know, various things that you have to do in order to volunteer for the 4-H program and be involved in that kind of thing. And I know they have different standards of, you know, the whether it's a flower, whether it's a vegetable or a fruit, what the judging standards are and so on. So they've got a whole protocol laid out.
And they are always looking for volunteers.
Absolutely.
And so if you have that interest, Scott, please do. And for anybody else, too, get a hold of your...
In fact, we're looking for somebody in Dane County to help us with that for our 4-H program. So get hold of Brianna Stapleton-Welch in the Dane County office if you're wanting to do anything with judging vegetables at the 4-H County Fair.
What, that brings to mind the educational programs that we have through Extension. We've got the gardener, Master Gardener program, for example. We've got 4-H runs through Extension. What are some other things? Anything else?
There's a Master Food Preserver program. There's a Master Naturalist program, which are all run through Extension, and you can get training in those areas as well.
So are those programs set up kind of like the Master Gardener program? Or?
Yeah, similarly. There's usually a volunteer component. There's also the Master Composter program. My county teaches that one as well. They did that last fall. And again, it teaches you what the fundamentals are. And then there is a volunteer component where you go and you pay it forward and teach what you've learned to other folks.
And that's that volunteer part of it, or that paying forward, is, I think, true of all of the master programs, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's really the Wisconsin idea in action.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, if you're going to go through something like a master program like that, you're probably going to want to share what you learn with everybody else. Well, what have you learned about? I want to switch to flowers for a little minute, because are there some new or at least varieties that you've tried this past year or the last couple of years that you're excited about continuing to work with, or some new flowers out there?
Sure. Are you talking about annuals or perennials or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, both.
Well, in terms of annuals, there is a new petunia called Midnight Sky that has spots on it. Now, I know my friend Brian Huddleston, Dr. Death, would say, oh, that looks diseased. But to me, it looks really cool. It's dark purple with white spots. Now, in the heat of the summer, the spots become less and it becomes more purple. But then later on in the season, once it cools down again, they become more pronounced.
Midnight sun, did you say?
Sky.
Midnight sky.
Because it looks like a dark sky with stars in it. So that's one. There are certainly many varieties of hosta that I could talk about.
I like the giant ones. What's a favorite, of a giant hosta?
Oh, Empress Wu is the biggest one. Sum and Substance and all the sums. There's like Sum Cup of Joe and Final Summation. And you can't say that hosta people don't have a sense of humor. They come in series, like the dwarf... one of the dwarfs is the mouse ear series. There's blue mouse ears, which was the first one, and there's green mouse ears and frosted mouse ears and confused mouse and dancing mouse and cat and mouse and holy mouse ears and mighty mouse, and I could go on. So those are all really nice plants as well.
Lisa Johnson, our guest today, the UW Extension horticulture educator for Dane County. Always great to have her come by. And you know, whenever I do a Garden Talk show during a fun drive, I always look forward to Michelle Good coming by, because she has a lot of gardening experience. And you're not an official master gardener, but you're probably the master gardener of public radio.
probably. My mom was a horticulturist, so she trained me. And then I was in the master gardening classes, but because of it's, you know, people think of it and they think, oh, master gardening, you have to go to a lot of classes, and you can only miss, I think it's three.
Four in my county.
And my mom was having some back issues, so I had to, but it's a real commitment. People who become master gardeners, they have to be not only passionate about gardening, but passionate about giving back too, because they have to do a certain amount of volunteer hours. Mm-hmm. And if you feel that kind of passion for gardening, it's probably one of the reasons you listen to Garden Talk. And if you haven't made your pledge, now is the time. We have a goal of 10 pledges for this half hour. We've already gotten five. We still have five left and only 10 minutes to get them in. So show your support for this show, for Garden Talk, for all of Larry's great shows, and the Ideas Network and Public Radio on the whole by making that pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We indeed are listener powered. That means that these goals are really important. They help us stay on track to fund the programs that you count on. So this would be a great time for you to do your part. Do it right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552, and you will be supporting independent WPR programs, and you'll be entered into a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, there's not a lot better than that. You know, one of the obstacles sometimes to people pledging is they think that somebody else is going to do it. They think, hey, you get like money from the government and you get tax dollars and things like that. And we do. But pledge drive, listener support, people like you making that pledge, that is the single biggest piece of our budget.
Yeah.
We can't say that enough. It's voluntary listener contributions just like you that make up the single biggest part of our income.
And how do you do that? You make your pledge by going to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And if you can do $120 or more, we'll send you a WPR t-shirt. It's a cool one. It's got great big red heart on the front. You can't miss it. And it's, what is it, gray?
Gray.
Is it gray with a red?
Orange.
The heart's red.
I think it's orangey. Shades of orange.
I've only seen photos of it. I haven't seen the real thing yet. I'm waiting for it because I contributed already. Maybe you've contributed and you're waiting for your t-shirt. If you haven't, this would be the time to do it during our Garden Talk show. It starts with your gift. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Tell them Larry sent you when you call, and you'll get
show you the secret handshake. Yeah, right.
Well, that's only if you get into the 9XM leadership circle. There is a secret handshake for the meetings to get in, and I'm one who is knowledgeable about that handshake.
I've heard that. Yeah, he won't even show it to me because I'm not a 9XM. But as soon as you become a 9XM Leadership Circle member, you get that handshake. It's a badge of honor, really.
Yeah, it's $100 a month or more.
Yes. Yes, and, it is. And the leadership provided by 9XM members, it really is instrumental to keeping us on the air. But if you can't afford that, your pledge is just as important. Whether it's $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever amount you can pledge, it is just as important as becoming a 9XM Leadership Circle member. So make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm John Nevins from Janesville, Wisconsin, and today I'd like to just share a little bit about why public radio means something to me. As a young boy, I listened to the radio quite a bit because we didn't have television. And I remember laying many times on a Saturday morning in front of the radio and listening to the programming and imagining that I was with the Lone Ranger or with whoever it was that was on the radio. And my parents forbid me to listen to the Green Hornet, but we used to sneak off and do it anyway.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Today I don't have to sneak off at all. I listen to it daily in the kitchen as I fix breakfast in the morning and at noon when I'm fixing dinner. It's a very special part of my life, and I am very, very proud to be a member of WPR and to be here today to share that thanks with the organization.
You know what? I'm proud to be a member, too, and you can be a member, too. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. Larry Mueller here with Michelle Good, asking for your support during our winter membership drive because it's what makes WPR programs you rely on possible, and maybe it's a $10 or $20 a month gift. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Two more pledges to make our goal in the next 5 minutes. We can definitely do that. Helen from Milwaukee made a pledge. She said, I like the substance of your programs and educational and entertaining. Well, that surely speaks to Larry Mueller. Very highly.
We have a lot of fun.
We do. We always have a lot of fun. Whether it's garden talk or travel programs, fixing your computer, home repair, Larry covers it all. Make that pledge. Help us meet that goal. Show Larry that you appreciate the kind of programming he brings to you every day by doing it in the next 5 minutes. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much if you have already given.
I wish I could tell the people in our control center that I would call the person that was the last person to put us up over 10. Probably can't do that. I wish I could. Because I'd like to talk to everybody. I'd like to talk to all of you, frankly, to thank you for your contributions. It's always very gratifying to us here at Wisconsin Public Radio to know that you support the programs that we provide you every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I'm on about 250 days a year. Literally about 250, 255, somewhere in there. I do maybe 400 different topics over the course of a year. And I really have a lot of fun. I learn a lot myself through this program, and I'm pretty sure you do as well. So it's a great time for you to say, you know what, I've been thinking about this, and I learn a lot, and I have a good time listening to the program. I'm going to contribute. But I forgot how to do that, so I'm going to look and have Larry tell me how to do that.
How do you do that, Larry?
Well, you go to WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552. That's how you do it.
Well, Kathy in Dodgeville heard your message, and she said she's donating some additional money today just for Larry. She's in the Master Gardener program in Iowa County, and she appreciates his show so much. Kathy, we appreciate you and all that time you give to the program. Thank you. You're obviously a community-minded person. You like supporting your community. How about you become part of the community of WPR. Stop being just a listener. Become a member. Become a member of the team, of the family. Make that pledge. And when you do it, you might want to consider becoming a sustainer. Then you will never feel guilty during a pledge drive when we say, why aren't you becoming a member? You can say, I'm a member. I'm a sustaining member. It's really easy, and you only make the decision once. You have ongoing contributions of $10 or $20 a month, as long as you want them to go, whatever is right for you.
And you're automatically entered into the drawings.
Exactly. And if you do it for that $10 or $20 a month, you also get your T-shirt.
Automatically. You don't even have to listen to Larry. You can just, well, I hope you listen to Larry anyway, but tell you what, we're going to have to go away here in about 20 seconds. If you have not contributed yet,
do it.
Do it right now. I hope you'll make a big difference. Let's just put it that way. How do you do it? Well, you go to WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already contributed. If you hadn't, now's a good time to do it.